Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We must expose 9/11 as an inside job because all the evidence and history and eyewitnesses and the science show it. But just as important, the globalists, the New World Order, will continue to use 9/11 as a pretext for global domination and domestic oppression if we don't expose it. They're saying Hezbollah and Hamas may strike the U.S. any minute, give up all your rights. If there is an attack, we've got to look first to who has the motive, and that's the globalists, our government, the criminal elements therein. We're going to have open phones later in this hour. I know we've got a lot of people holding. Professor Stephen Jones graciously joins us. He's there with his family for the birth of a new grandchild. And he joins us from the East Coast this time, not from his normal abode, his normal haunt of around the Salt Lake City, Utah area there at Brigham Young University. He is a doctor of physics, trained at some of those prestigious universities in the country. He's written major research papers for the federal government, Los Alamos Laboratories. He's studied and entire issues for the government. And he, of course, also works on archaeometry, and we'll explain what that is. And he joins us now for the balance of the hour. It was really wonderful getting to see him again in person. I met him in Chicago, interviewed him before that, first radio show to interview him after he went public in the Salt Lake City paper. And then we had him as a keynote speaker, of course, in Los Angeles, and he is just such a wonderful person, along with his wife, so we appreciate this time. Professor Jones, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here. Yeah, I remember having dinner with you there in Los Angeles. I really enjoyed that and your conference and your good-heartedness to me and my wife. Appreciate that very much.
Oh, no, you guys are great. It was wonderful having you there. We're so honored. We got a few minutes before we break. I know you've been continuing to test samples and going through that. I'd like to talk about some of the information on thermite and thermate. But sure. What are some of the other issues or anything else you'd like to discuss today concerning 9/11?
Okay, good question. Hey, let me interject one thing. Actually, I'm back in Utah.
I'm wrong. Okay, last week when we set you up,
I've been traveling like crazy, but yeah, I'm back. And so,
how'd the birth go?
It went well. Little girl.
Oh boy.
Emily Kaya is her name, and we're just pleased as punch with her. She's just a beautiful little baby.
How many children and grandchildren do you have?
Well, Alex, we're prolific. We have 7 children and 3 grandchildren so far.
You are so blessed.
We are deeply blessed.
I'm envious.
Yeah, we're really pleased with our family. I'll tell you what I've been thinking about recently a lot, Alex, is the discussion that Secretary of Transportation Mineta discussed when he was down in the bunker beneath the White House and saw Cheney there, And Mineta discussed this before the 9/11 Commission, but they failed to put it in their report. But I think it's just key to understanding just an insight of what happened, really, on 9/11. I know you're well aware of the story. But
yeah, we've got the Mineta clip somewhere in the computer at the network. If you can't find it, guys, we will instant message you the Mineta testimony. But please continue, Professor.
Okay, it's amazing. Where he's saying that he's there, this young man comes in and asks Cheney, who was in charge. You remember President Bush was in Florida. By this time, I suppose he's flying around somewhere. Didn't get back to Washington for a number of hours. So Cheney's in charge, and this young man comes in and says, the plane is 50 miles out. Do the orders still stand? Now, he's referring to the plane that's heading towards the Pentagon, and Cheney says, of course the orders still stand. Now, 50 miles out is plenty of time. It's plenty of distance and corresponding time to scramble jets and intercept this plane.
Stay there. Let's start over with this when we get back, because this is another key area that really shows us how 9/11 is an inside job. And this just leaks out in front of everyone and then hasn't gotten the attention it deserves, so I'm glad that you're bringing it up. Professor Stephen Jones is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Professor Stephen E. Jones, professor of physics, written for some of the most prestigious peer-reviewed national periodicals, joins us, and he has exposed the fact that explosive charges were in the towers. He then got samples, clearly thermite, not just thermite, but the type used in demolition, thermate, patented. But I also just offhandedly mentioned in the last segment for stations that just joined us, I said, Professor, any other facets of 9/11 you'd like to discuss? And he brought up one that we focused a lot on that hasn't really gotten enough attention, and that's Norman Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, before a congressional committee, before one of the commissions, they're talking about 9/11 and what happened that day and being in the command bunker, I guess they're at Site R, with Dick Cheney when Dick Cheney said the order still stands. We actually dug that up. It's about a minute clip. We're going to play it in just one moment. But before we do that, Professor Jones, I have some good news for you. It's been almost 4 weeks, and it will be 4 weeks on Saturday. Guess what C-SPAN now says is in the queue on their internal schedule, not posted yet. They normally post 2 days before, so that sounds accurate. Our roundtable panel discussion is airing 8 p.m. Eastern this Saturday on C-SPAN 1 on American Perspectives, and then supposedly will air two more times after that. Though they told us last week it might be the next weekend, now they're saying it's confirmed. But when Alberto Gonzalez is on Washington Journal tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, be sure and call in on the C-SPAN lines on C-SPAN 1 and say, well, Mr. Torture Memos, are you aware they're going to have a piece on 9/11 this weekend, or maybe you shouldn't even bring it up. He may order it canceled, but expose this individual. So is that not exciting, Professor Jones?
It is exciting. You know, I thought, Alex, after we had that panel discussion with you and me and three others there, just great discussion we had. I thought that was just such a powerful summary of the conference and of our effort here to get out the 9/11 truth. So I'm so pleased that they're finally going to show that. Of course, it's been a month, you know, but nevertheless, and get that out. That'll reach a lot of people. And
well, we'll
make them. Yeah, and then they'll turn to the web, and that's where they'll get the answers, you know.
Well, we'll see if they edit it, or we'll see if they even air it.
Yeah.
And I know they've gotten thousands of phone calls. They've told us that. We haven't even really pushed calls yet. We just started saying, call into the live shows. Let's play this Norman Mineta piece.
Yeah.
What is this we're about to hear? Because this is the exchange you just mentioned. Set this up for people, Professor.
Okay. Well, Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta provided this testimony before the 9/11 Commission. And, of course, the 9/11 Commission was commissioned to find out about 9/11. They said in their report, this gives us most comprehensive details and so on. And so he's going to testify of what happened in the Emergency Operations Center under the White House the morning of 9/11. And
then later that day they moved to Site R and some similar reports came out of there. So let's go ahead and, please continue.
So are you going to, let me just say that, you know, the fact that they didn't put it in the 9/11 Commission report underlines the importance and significance of what Mineta says, right?
Did you know the day after this testimony came out on Fox News a few weeks ago, I guess about a month ago, when Professor Fetzer went on Fox News, he brought this up, and then the next day Mineta resigned.
Right. Isn't that something? So I think this is an important thing. I was really pleased that Jim Fetzer brought that up, because to me this is one of the more significant testimonies that the commission got presented to them, and the fact they didn't put it in their report underlines how important it is.
Let's go ahead and roll this clip. Here it is, folks.
I wanted to focus just a moment on the Presidential Emergency Operating Center. You were there for a good part of the day. I think you were there with the Vice President. And we had that order given, I think it was by the President, that authorized the shooting down of commercial aircraft that were suspected to be controlled by terrorists. Were you there when that order was given?
No, I was not. I was made aware of it during the time that the airplane coming in to the Pentagon. There was a young man who would come in and say to the Vice President, the plane is 50 miles out. The plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the Vice President, do the orders still stand? And the Vice President turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Well, at the time, I didn't know what all that meant. And,
okay. What you're referring to is...
Okay, so there's Lee Hamilton trying to bring in some propaganda here. By the way, the default position since 1957 when NORAD was set up was for generals and admirals to be able to order, or their designate colonels, the shoot down of errant passenger jetliners. That was the case in 99. With Payne Stewart. So this claim that, Bush had to give the order, well,
right.
In a way that's true, because on June 1st, Rumsfeld had received an order from Cheney removing that shoot-down control for the first time in modern history away from the brass so that Dick Cheney would be in direct command. Please elaborate, Professor Jones.
Yeah. So, right. And incidentally, that power that you said, to order scrambling of jets was removed from the military brass, and it was restored shortly after 9/11, I understand. So, you know, it's just this window. It certainly provides strong evidence that these men knew the hijackers were coming.
Well, just like 9/11, for 2 months before 9/11, they lowered the security to all-time lows on the World Trade Center. Oh, sorry. Please continue.
No problem, Alex. So, The plane's coming towards the Pentagon, Mineta says, 50 miles out. Now, 50 miles, I did a quick calculation. You've got about 12 minutes, plus or minus. We don't know the exact speed of the jet. But it only takes, in Washington, D.C., 3 or 4 to scramble a jet and join up escort an errant hijacked plane.
Well, and this is almost 2 hours into the, quote, flights
right.
being hijacked with scrambled jets in the air. Plus, I've been to D.C. I've seen the missile launchers back in the late 90s when I was last there on top of the Pentagon. So this is all a joke.
Yeah, you know, so if the orders still stand to shoot down the plane, well, then why wasn't it shot down? You know, it wasn't, so it must not be that. It must be something else. And, of course, the plane did hit the Pentagon. And
or whatever it did, yeah.
Whatever, sure. But anyway, what it leads me to is the air defenses were down, and here we have Mineta basically saying, you know, something, you know, these orders that the vice president's talking about still stand. This young man, why was he worried about these orders standing?
If there was a shoot-down order, doesn't common sense logic show that if there was a shoot-down order, he'd be calm and hope the planes would get it? Only would he be saying, does it still stand? Does it still stand as it's coming in? I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, I'm saying, well, as people look at this and realize the people were killed in the Pentagon, something hit that building and killed a lot of people. Why don't they say, well, what are these orders? In fact, why didn't the commission pursue this and say, wait a minute, you mean the vice president said there's orders standing and yet the plane hit the Pentagon? We got to get finding out what these orders are. Instead, they didn't even put the testimony of Secretary Mineta into the 9/11 commission report, a glaring
And that's a key omission. I wonder who that young man is. I wonder if he's still alive or if he's fallen down and hurt his head.
Well, you know, this is the sort of thing that needs to be followed up on in a real investigation. If the commission had done that, they would have had that young man in there. You know, what is this? Tell us about it. They would have had the vice president in there. And they would have had him under oath instead of, you know, letting him testify like the President Bush did testify, but he refused to do it under oath, right? And he insisted that Vice President Cheney be there when he talked to the commission. I mean, and that was behind closed doors. And, you know, just fishy. A lot of it. We need to have some proper investigation. I think we can all agree to that.
And when Bush and Cheney came out from that little hour meeting, they were laughing and giggling and saying it was great. They had fun. Mm-hmm. They had some good discussions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always this improper decorum.
Mm-hmm. And then when the commission had their report, that went through the White House, and they still deleted or classified or whatever they did. They prevented some 20-plus pages from being in the report. It might have included the Mineta testimony. I don't know. But anyway, they obviously were covering up something there.
Something else slipped out, probably even bigger.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we've got lots of evidence, is the whole point, Alex. I know we do. And the question is, what do we do about, you know, traveling across the country by car? It gives you a lot of time to think. And, of course, my wife was there, and she's persuaded, as I am, that 9/11 was an inside job, that we have real problems. And so the question is, what do you do? I know there are many people concerned about this. One of the things, obviously, we do is what you're doing. And by the way, she's a great admirer of you.
Oh, I admire you guys, please.
We love that new video of yours that you showed at the L.A. conference of the false flag operation.
Oh, Terrorstorm. Thank you.
Oh, Terrorstorm. That was just powerful. Anyway, so what we get the word out. And I just wanted to say something about I mean, the number of researchers who are out there, I mean, they don't get much credit usually, but boy, there's a lot of good people out there.
Well, let's talk about
friends.
Them when we get back, Professor.
All
and
right.
And then get into some of the new developments and recap what's happening with the thermite, because that is so central when your research is just getting approved, confirmed down the line and with the scientific method. And also, we'll give out the website for people to check out your detailed and growing findings in that report that you've put together there on the Brigham Young website.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum aren't extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Professor Stephen Jones is our guest. The last 15 minutes of this hour, we'll take some calls at 800-259-9231. Professor, I laid it out before you. We're honored to have you here. Whatever you'd like to cover concerning the thermite or anything else. But first off, you wanted to talk about some of the other great researchers. Over 300-plus scholars, now members of 9/11 Scholars for Truth. Please tell us about some of these other great people.
Right. And you know, people all over the world, really, Alex, who are studying this, getting data. I mean, I got an email this morning from Robert Moore. Probably never heard of him, but he's just does great research. I don't know where he finds the time. He sent me a photo of, I'm just going to quote this, mounted linear thermite cutting device. That's a mouthful, but so, and it's actually a drawing, and this thing has been tested, and he's trying to get the video clip. So this company makes these, and what they have is thermite. Let's see. Anyway, it's the layers of thermite and refractory material, but in sandwich. But getting to the point here, Alex, that it uses thermite. You slap it on a structural steel beam, and wham, you can cut right through the structural steel.
I was sent a photo about a week ago and didn't even do anything with it off of a construction site that showed them at an angle putting
right.
these devices on the pillars to cut them. And
yes.
I didn't even do anything with that. I mean, we're wallowing in this evidence. Go
we
ahead.
Are. We have so many. And these researchers, you know, finding these photos and pulling in information. I'm sure I saw the same one. And there's Neela Sagadevan, you know, who sent me that one. And here you have that. That was RDX, I think. But you can do it with the super thermite as well. The linear thermite cutting device would work as well. Anyway, you put it typically at an angle. So that as you slice through the steel, now the column above is no longer supported because it's cut at about a 45-degree angle. See, so now the upper column can slide. So you've weakened the building. You do enough of those, and then you get the explosions near the top to get a tamper. Well, that's the way conventional demolitions are done. And so things are falling into place here. And a lot of the credit has to go to these people that we hardly ever hear about, you know, doing this research.
Well, it's almost like we're an organic giant intelligence
yeah.
agency because we're all double-checking each
right.
other's facts. We're all scanning
right.
everything. It's moving faster and faster.
That's exactly right. That's a good way to put it. You know, this growing body of researchers, and we communicate. Some are good at communication, I would say, like yourself. And others just get in there and they find these photos and they, you know, how are controlled demolitions done? Let's get a picture of these linear cutting devices just held with rubber bands. It's amazing. On the steel columns, you know. And in some cases, just a giant rubber band holds this linear cutting device. And then here comes Robert Moore with the thermite linear cutting device, you know. And he's going to see if he can get them to release, the company that does these, to release a video of their test of this.
I wonder if they had any big orders right before 9/11.
Well, you know, I hope I'm... You know, it's another thing. You say, well, man, as we talk about these things, maybe we'll dry up some of our sources. And that is a concern, but he is actively pursuing it. And I hope I'm not precluding any of his great work at all there, but... You know, these people are just going after these questions. That one of the nice things is we have so many researchers that I think, you know, I run into obstacles when I try to get information. Like, well, the obvious one, the release of the surveillance tapes, what hit the Pentagon. You know, we've all run into that barrier. But then you see all these people. I don't think we can all be stopped. That's the nice thing about that. As we build momentum here, I sense that we do. Of course, we're getting chatter, little hit pieces
that bounce
hit
off
pieces.
Of us.
Yeah, they bounce off of us. Something nipping at our heels as we run along here. You know, that obviously you expect, but there just seemed to be an increase of that too, which is, I guess to be expected, but gosh, these guys out in the trenches, you know, digging out the data, communicating to people. That guy that sang the song for me, I wish his name had come to mind, you know, that little song I did in L.A.,
yes.
which people enjoyed. I mean, and he just volunteered to sing that. So, I mean, all these people, they deserve a lot of credit.
Oh, and when we get back, let's talk about what the people that carried out 9/11 are probably thinking right now. Your take on that. I mean, they've got to be concerned because this isn't taking us 4 years to expose it like the Kennedy assassination. We're exposing this exponentially right now, and they can't stop us. And then we'll get more into the thermite, thermaid, and people have been calling in wanting to ask you questions about the difference between the collapse of Tower 1 and 2 and Building 7. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out. Without the extras, official DVD comes out in about 2.5-3 weeks. But we've got some copies left of the American Scholar Symposium edition that is even a few minutes longer than the final edition you'll be seeing. But doesn't have the extras on it. It's $19.95. Just get it to start making copies so you can get it out to people. Available at Infowars.com. Terror Storm. We cannot wait. You need to get it. It really is waking people up. It's the best film I've ever made. The most professional. Has a, you know, had a composer and a little symphony do the music for it. Great graphics, but it's the information that's powerful. And of course, Professor Jones is in the film talking about the thermite. Just about 5 minutes of the film, he did a great job to give you an idea what's in this almost two-hour film. The toll-free number to call and get Terror Storm or any of my other videos or books is 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports. Most of the 9/11 Scholar Symposium is now posted up there, including Professor Jones' presentation, 15 cents a day just to pay for the bandwidth. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership. Professor Jones, what do you think the individuals that carried out the attacks, clearly on the inside, are going to do now that their attack pieces against yourself, myself, and many others are so ineffective? And in major polls, half the American people believe it's an inside job now, and it is growing rapidly. What do you think they'll try to pull?
Well, you know, two things come to mind, Alex. One is the internet is to a large extent how we're getting the word out. Of course, we've got radio, DVDs, those are great. I'm concerned that there may be some effort to control the internet. Actually, it's mentioned in their PNAC strategy back in 2000. They want to control cyberspace. So fortunately, they haven't done that, but that's one thing I think we need to be concerned about.
You're right. They're moving with internet taxes, regulations, speech control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the second thing, of course, is, just this whole notion of another 9/11. I mean, another false flag operation. As we look at this Lebanese-Israeli conflict, I worry, I'm sure you've thought about this too, that they might take advantage of this and have some sort of event.
Well, the federal government and the Israelis are saying, we just want to tell you there's a good chance Hezbollah and Hamas are going to blow something up. Oh, yeah, to bring us into the war, sure.
See, that's exactly what I'm worried about. I mean, it could be on American soil, but it could just easily be on American citizens over there.
Could be
in
a
Middle
ship.
East. Yeah, a ship or something, where they would then implicate Iran and, of course, Syria as being, you know, supporters of Hezbollah. Now we got to attack Iran and Syria. Boy, I'll tell you, that would be World War III, I think. And
well, Crystal and others, Newt Gingrich, are calling for that.
Yeah, they are. It's just blatant. And I hope people can see, you know, it's disappointing. I've talked to a few people about this, just friends and family, and they say, oh, wow, I think we need to attack Iran, you know, right? The sooner the better. I'm sitting there. These are people. They have families. You know, we can't just go bomb them.
Do they know what this entails, going to war against the Persians? There's 65 million of them, not 22 million like Iraqis. And by the way, they know how to shoot straight.
That's right. And they've got collaborations or alliances, you know, with Russia and China. I mean, if we get to doing something like that, attacking Iran, we're going to have our hands full. It just, somehow this madness has got to stop. It really is a concern. And, your Terror Storm video, I think, did such a good job in presenting the backdrop for these catalyzing operations. Of course, catalyzing, that's the term that the PNAC used, as they called, or that wouldn't, you know.
Well, I was pleased to see
catalyzing
that. I was pleased to see organically from our own perspectives that was my central speech, and that was also part of your central speech.
Yeah, right. I had that right at the end of my talk as well, this concern about these catalyzing events, and are we going to have another one? You know, that's the thing. If there's some way to stop these guys, or at least have people aware, so if they pull something like that, immediately there's suspicion, investigation, protest. Then maybe we can head off some of this synthetic terror that's going on. I thought Webster Tarpley, you know, at your conference there in L.A., Alex, did such a good job describing the synthetic terror also.
Well, he's a genius.
He is. He's sharp, and gosh, he did such a good job, too.
Getting back into the thermite, the thermate, you've got other professors looking at it, other physicists, other geologists,
right,
and archaeometry. I mean, it's been a few weeks since we last talked, I guess about three or four since we were there together in person. Any new colleagues contacting you, any other research, any other people in your field that are looking at your research?
Well, of course, 3 weeks, and I just, you know, I was out with my granddaughter, and then we zipped back, but so there hasn't been a lot new since then.
I bet your email's full.
My email is totally full. I did do a little emails while I was traveling. But let me tell you one thing that has come to mind. This is corroborating independent laboratory findings. This was a group Worcester Polytechnic Institute. This is an Appendix C of the FEMA report, not mentioned in the NIST report, oddly. But, they talk, I'm just going to quote here real briefly, evidence of a severe high-temperature corrosion attack on the structural steel, including sulfidation with intergranular melting. Well, that's a mouthful, but...
Well, jet fuel and paper cannot cause the terms they just used.
That's exactly right. So what And New York Times even commented, they said, perhaps the deepest mystery uncovered in the investigation. And yet this isn't even in the subsequent NIST report, you know. But it does corroborate, you see. This is just what you expect when you use thermate, which is thermite mixed with sulfur, and you get this molten iron, which is your high temperature, and then the sulfur mixed in allows you to have this attack on the steel, which is what they reported. They just didn't know what could cause this, and it's a deep mystery at the time, as New York Times pointed out.
Professor Jones, do you think the globalists, the people behind these attacks, do you think that they overreached, that they didn't realize that this many people would be bold enough to do the research and then go public?
I think you're right. I really do. Yeah, because, and so quickly, too. I'm sorry, it's not quicker, but I mean, well,
relatively,
relatively compared historically. The truth has come out about the Reichstag fire, for example, and the Himmler operation and the Mukden incident. You know, we name all these incidents that we know of historically, and you cover more of them in your terror storm. But the point is, it takes time to ferret out the facts. But I think as a group now, we're getting at these facts more quickly, probably a lot more quickly than they expected. I'm just hoping we can keep this momentum going.
Well, in a way, they have to go into Iran or Syria, or at least have a big war in Lebanon, and hopefully get, you know, they're hoping to get Syria to come into it, which Syria foolishly saying they may now do. But, you know, domestically, yeah, their politicians have to talk like that, or they'd be removed from office. What would Americans do if we were being attacked and our leaders weren't saying, you know, fight back? But, I try to calculate what the globalists are going to do. If they launch another big 9/11, I think that'll blow up in their face, literally, figuratively, so fast it'll backfire. But in a way, they've got to up the ante to the next crisis, and I hope to smoke screen all the things that are coming out now. It seems like we really got them boxed in.
Yeah, right. And, you know, again, you've got these worker bees, I call them, you know. I mean, of course, we're all worker bees, but there's hundreds of us, thousands of us worldwide. We're not just going to sit back and the next catalyzing event happens and, you know, say, ooh, this is shock and awe. I'm terrified. I'll support whatever wars you want to do. You know, no. We're going to be out there taking pictures, collecting samples, you know, the dust immediately. There's molten metal involved. Some will be out there as soon as that solidifies. You know, send a sample off to Jones or somebody. And, you know, we'll, in other words, I think our eyes are opening, at least among thousands, to where we can be on top of this immediately and get to the bottom of it very quickly. And that was one of the points you made in your talk.
What do you think of the move, Professor Jones, to fire professors that talk about it being an inside job, even mildly? The move, I mean, obviously, you know, what we're seeing happen with Barrett.
A good man, Kevin Barrett.
There are moves to make people take 9/11 inside job signs out of their yards. There seems to be a real move to try to shut us up.
Right. But, you know, it backfires. I hope it keeps backfiring. Like Kevin Barrett, you mentioned, his plight and his struggle there to retain his job, because he's talking about 9/11 briefly, you know, during his course on Islam there. So, of course, he brings in the war on so-called terror, the so-called war on terror. And he brings in 9/11. And University of Wisconsin, you know, they had a meeting. They support him. But the media and the seem to be, well, in other words, it's backfiring. It's getting out, this message is getting out to people who otherwise wouldn't have known about what's going on.
Well, that's like Bilderberg had me snatched up when I was in Ottawa, Canada, at the Capitol. And then that actually backfired, and then media even admitted that it wouldn't have been a big story unless that would have happened to me, and instead it blew up nationally.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've got enough people now that when something like this happens, man, the word gets out, and there's a lot of interest, a lot of feedback, I understand, to media. You know, for instance, C-SPAN, when they put out our panel discussion, you know, they'll get feedback immediately. Of course, they're getting it already, requesting that it be put out. And I think this momentum is going to keep building. I'm hoping that as as a group, we can just keep going on this, Alex.
I agree with you. I want to take a few calls right now, Professor Jones.
Sure, sure.
We've got a link on InfoWars.com to your growing research paper, but tell us specifically the website and what we'll find in that scholarly, scientifically conducted report.
Okay, let's see. You want the full name? Let me just, if you Google on Jones, Therm-8, that'll bring up probably me or maybe you. The two of us seem to be first. Let's just see what it is today.
Sure.
That'll bring up my paper immediately. Just Google on Jones Therm-8.
Sure. It's easy to find. Just put it in a major search engine, and it'll pop up. It's a long URL there at Brigham Young. We also have a link to
it. That's the trouble with it. But, yeah, if you just, and Jones, let's see. Mine came up first today.
Good, good.
You're number three.
Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Andy's been holding the longest. I don't think he's on subject, but that's okay. Then Jim, Robert, and Tony and others are. Andy in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. But turn your radio off, Andy. He's listening to the radio. Put him on hold. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hello to Mr. Jones and Professor Jones.
Hi.
Listen, or as the governor of Texas would call you, Jonesy.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
Yeah, we had the governor on one day, and that's what he said.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The chairman of that 9/11 whitewash omission, you know, Alex, was in town recently in this area. And
we went and confronted him.
Oh, yeah, I confronted him. I inquired directly of him, the cover-up artist himself, at point-blank range, at a reception, mm-hmm. at a reception following his rationalization of the events on September 11th. Kevin Smith was there. I said, I told him I wasn't keen on his report, and I'm definitely a doubting Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was too stupid to get that joke. I asked him, very politely, I said, sir, please, less than a foot from his face, because I was, it was...
Okay, what did you say? Tell us.
I said, what happened to Building 7? What happened?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't the Pentagon nor the Shanksville, Pennsylvania area have any resemblance to a plane crash? Well, what happened to Building 7? So he turns his back on me and acts like he's going to sign some books and some autographs. And, of course, I shuffle around and get in front of him again and ask the question two or three times, please tell me. And then he finally says, well, we don't have a problem with Building 7. And I told him, I do have a problem with Building 7. Please explain it to me. How could it possibly have happened? And then his thugs move in, and I get escorted away.
Well, whenever Keene was in town, I sent cameras up there, and we confronted him, and it's going to be, I'm told, in the final edition of Loose Change they're making. Thank you. That's Jim Dillon calling in. When I mentioned that we confronted him, I didn't know that he'd been here again and Jim Dillon had. That's what Jim does. Thank you. Thank you for that.
See, there's an example of what I call a worker bee, Alex, getting out there and confronting these guys and, keeping this movement going.
Well, everywhere they go, they get confronted now.
Sure.
And so that's got to psychologically freak them out to let them know that we know. Man, everywhere I go, these people confront me.
That's right.
That'll make them think twice because we know that commission, like the Warren Commission, is filled with really dirty insiders. Before we forget that question, I'm going to take a few more calls here, Professor Jones, the time we've got left. Briefly, they blew Tower 1 and 2 from the top down. You've gone through that. Building 7 is the classic bottom collapse inward in its own footprint demolition. Can you explain the difference? As a caller before you came on had that question for you.
Sure. Yeah. So clearly we observe the explosions. I mean, we observe these beams flying out horizontally, the squibs going out at high velocity horizontally into towers. And it looks like definitely then the top down. And whereas with Building 7, when you look at it, of course, we don't have a lot of photos yet. We're still trying to get NIST to release to us, which we're reluctant to do on Building 7, for sure. But anyway, it does appear that there is something dramatic that happened low down. Somebody pulled, to coin a phrase, the columns down low. And then we see the building collapse. That does look like a more conventional, classic implosion.
And I've been there. It was 20 feet away from the U.S. Post Office in another building. They blew it so perfectly, almost no damage to those buildings.
It's remarkable how symmetrically and rapidly that building fell. But let me interject something on that, Building 7. As NIST then contracted another company called ARA to analyze the collapse of WTC-7. In their award or solicitation, they said, NIST said, and I'm quoting, create detailed floor analyses to determine likely modes of failure for floors 8 to 46 due to failure of one or more supporting columns. In other words, as they award this contract,
they're telling them what they want.
Yeah, we don't want you to look at anything below floor 8. Well, what does that make me think? That makes me think, well, the most interesting occurrence is below floor 8. That's where the explosives were.
That's where you carry out a conventional demolition.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. You can see them blow the penthouse center pillar so it collapses in on itself. You can see some squibs going. It fell at right at the speed of a bowling ball, speed of gravity. Come on, folks. We'll be back. Take a few final calls.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by Calbin 5-Star Soap Products. Check out their website, ladies and gentlemen, by going to InfoWars.com. On the left-hand side, there's a banner for Calbin Pure Soap. Or give them a call, toll-free, to get a free catalog, 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091, to get a free catalog, or go to CalbinPureSoap.com. Going back to Professor Stephen Jones, we're almost out of time here. Let's go to Robert in San Diego, California. Robert, you're on the air.
Alex, really quick. Terror Storm is a 60 caliber machine gun on full auto, precisely nailing dozens of smoking gun points one after another. Everybody has to get it. It's smelling salts for the political zombies out there.
But hey, I ought to have you writing stuff for me. That's good.
But a quick question for your guest, which was really interesting to me, is Professor Jones, what education level do you need to have to join your team? And please explain the dynamics in your own family when you woke up to the facts. Did your friends and loved ones stick behind you?
Oh, those are great questions. Okay, scholarsfor911truth.org is where you go to join us. You don't have to be a PhD. We have student members. We have associate members, basically. And then, of course, we do have PhDs. Those are your full members. I'm sorry, we just kind of did that way. But, I mean, obviously, the worker bees are equally as important as the PhDs. And, you know, that reminds me, Alex, of, you know, when I have graduate students, you know, these guys work really hard. Well, it's the same way in Scholars for 9/11 Truth. We got all these people working hard together, and we have our own little forum, too. It's very active. So you just go there, st911.org. We'll get you there, too.
It's a synergy of peer research going on.
It is. And you click on Join Us. And we have over 400 now. We could sure use more, of course, and we're just coordinating with other people, you know, the spine and the...
We're almost out of time, Professor. What about the response by family?
Okay. My wife was a little worried for my safety. And basically, as we talked about it, I decided either I've got to be quiet or I've got to be real vocal. You know, I think there's safety in one or the other extreme there. So I went to the vocal side. I just didn't feel like I could shut up anyway about it. And that was my wife. My parents were quite displeased. I mean, they're gung-ho Republicans from decades, you understand. And so, of course, I was a Republican until I found out about 9/11. And no longer am. That's my background. But so, yeah, I didn't have and don't have support there. But, you know, they're tolerant and...
Well, it's hard for people to believe. I mean, it's hard to believe that Bayer let hundreds of thousands die knowingly with AIDS, HIV, and hepatitis in their Factor VIII and knowingly sat around and shipped in, you know, killing children. And you know, hundreds of times more. It's conservatively right up at a million worldwide. So I don't want to hear it anymore. You know, black men, syphilis, Tuskegee, the atomic soldiers. People need to stop being naive. That's what lets evil. You know, the devil's biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Thanks for the call, Robert. I'm sorry to Tony and Andy and everybody else. Professor Jones, you are so gracious. I know you're very busy to spend the full hour with us. And every few months, whenever new stuff develops, I'd like to have you on. And I really count you as a great friend. And I'm drawn to your kindly, scholarly spirit of you and your wife.
Well, thanks so much, Alex. We just really appreciate you and love the work you're doing, and carry on, and I'll contribute wherever I can. Just give me a call.
Well, vaya con Dios to you, my friend, and congratulations on that new granddaughter. You are truly
Thank
a rich
you.
Man.
We certainly are blessed. Thanks.
Take care, my friend. All right, there goes Professor Stephen Jones. You can read his detailed growing analysis paper up on InfoWars.com. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and expose the murdering terrorists. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The